Ashed Audio presents The Commission, written by Philip Sheenan and read by Dave Mallow.
Park Avenue, New York, December 12, 2002. The boxy glass and steel building at 350 Park Avenue in Manhattan had no sign in the lobby listing its tenants. Visitors entered the 30-story building between East 51st and East 52nd Streets by invitation only. One of the tenants, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, had more stringent security measures. Clients entered the offices of Kissinger Associates, his consulting firm, only if they could prove their identity to a receptionist who sat behind a thick sheet of security glass set in a wall near the elevator lobby on the 26th floor. Lori Van Auken of East Brunswick, New Jersey, had an invitation to meet with Kissinger at 11:30 a.m. on Thursday, December 12, 2002. It was cold, and she walked in off Park Avenue in a heavy wool overcoat. Her husband, Ken, had also worked in Manhattan, about 4 miles south of Kissinger's office. Ken Van Auken was a bond trader at the investment firm of Cantor Fitzgerald, and he had been at work at the firm's office on the 102nd floor of the North Tower of the World Trade Center when an American Airlines Boeing 767 plunged into the building at 8:46 a.m. on September 11, 2001. Lori heard her husband's voice one last time when she returned home from grocery shopping on that warm, cloudless morning to find a voice message from Ken. "I love you. I'm in the World Trade Center, and the building was hit by something. I don't know if I'm going to get out." Lori was part of a delegation of about a dozen 9/11 widows, widowers, and other family activists who had come to see Kissinger to hear him justify why he should lead the independent federal commission that had been created to investigate the attacks. The commission's official name was a mouthful, the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks Upon the United States, but it was already being referred to as, simply, the Kissinger Commission. Lori was convinced that Kissinger, whose selection as chairman had been announced 2 weeks earlier by President Bush, had been a terrible choice. The group was escorted into what appeared to be his personal conference room. The room was crazily, unbearably warm. Kissinger's old colleagues at the State Department could have told the visitors it was an old diplomatic trick to overheat a meeting room if the goal was a short negotiation or drowsy negotiators.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?